Okay, good evening, everyone. I got a request to take a short break from Hilchos Tefillah and discuss some halachos of Sfira. So we're going to discuss just some halachos of Sfira just for tonight. Some of the halachos you know already, we'll just speak out a few of the halachos. As far as counting Sfira for women, so the Mishnah Berurah says in Tuf Pei Tes that women are potter from counting Sfira, since counting Sfira, whether it's Deraisa nowadays or how we paskin is, that nowadays it's only Midrabanan, but women are potter because most hold that it is a mitzvah Midrabanan that is Zman Grama. It comes at a set time. We only count Sfira during these days, and that's why many hold that it is a mitzvah Shahazman Grama, and therefore women are really exempt from counting Sfira. However, the Mishnah Berurah says from the Magen Avraham that they have been Makabel like a chayva. They have accepted it upon themselves as an obligation. And that means that over the generations, women have accepted it, not that each woman by themselves needs to decide when she's bas mitzvah if she's going to accept it as an obligation, but over the generations, the women have accepted upon themselves to count sfiras ha'omer, and therefore, we paskin like the Mishnah Berurah, every single woman should be counting sfiras ha'omer every single night of Sefira. Now, in regards to making a bracha, there are those that say that a woman should not make a bracha of Asher Kachara B'Metzoyi Sivitzivanu Al-Sfira Sa'omer when they count for the Sfira. Why? Because we are afraid that they are going to forget to say a bracha. And if they forget to say a bracha, either that makes the other days that they counted into a bracha levatala, or perhaps the suspicion is that the next night they're going to say a bracha and they don't realize that they're not supposed to say a bracha anymore, but there are those that don't make a bracha. However, there are plenty of paiskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others, that say that nowadays we have what to remind the women. The men could remind them, or we have a text message to remind the woman, or a calendar in the house, on the refrigerator, or somewhere else to remind the woman. And therefore, many have the custom that women do say a bracha. You should do whatever your custom is. By now, last night was the 14th, so by now, you already have, you know what you're going to be doing as far as making a bracha or not. But even if a person does forget to count one night, then they count by day without a bracha, and then they continue with the bracha. If they forget one day totally, then they continue counting, but without a bracha. That's halacha that I'm sure you know. But every night, a woman should count Sfira Sa'omer. Just in regards to the bracha, that is different customs if women say a bracha or not. Also, we know during these days of Sefira, the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva died, and therefore we have some type of mourning, some type of avelos. The custom is not to get haircuts. Rav Moshe Feinstein says this applies for women as well, and that is the custom that women also do not get haircuts during this time. A person is allowed to cut their nails. However, as far as in regards to cutting hair, Rav Moshe says that a lady that is married or marriageable age, then they are allowed to shave their legs. It doesn't mean marriageable age necessarily that they actually started the parsha of Shaduchim, but it means that people are looking at them and they feel uncomfortable if they would not be able to shave their legs, and therefore that we would let them, but the other hair on their head that we do not let. Included in shaving, our paiskim say, is included in haircut is shaving. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it very strongly, and that's the custom in regards to shaving, that men do not shave during the days of Sfira. There are different customs. If a person needs to shave to go to work, then there are those that say that getting a job and parnasa for the family is a mitzvah, and not to take a haircut is only a minhag, it's only a custom. If a person wants to shave during Sfira for work, they must ask a rav and get a heter for that. Only in very, very specific situations would that be permitted. The yeshiva of Chafetz Chaim has a leniency that their Rosh Yeshiva paskin for them that on Friday, in the honor of Shabbos, they are allowed to shave. And that is because to honor Shabbos is a full-fledged mitzvah. It's a mitzvah midrabanan perhaps, but it's a full-fledged mitzvah. And not to shave during Sfira is also only a minhag, it's only a custom. So the mitzvah overrides the minhag. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was very against it. But for those that do go with that psak based on the yeshiva's Chafetz Chaim, so then they would be able to go with that. Of course, in every situation, a person needs to check with their rav in regards to those halachas. There's also the minug of not listening to music. Now, the truth is, it really doesn't say that anywhere in the early Paiskim to not listen to music during Sfira. It says in regards to not doing Rakidus and Mechailus, like dancing, that is not allowed, but it doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to listen to music. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that's because it's totally forbidden to listen to music the entire year. And once the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, so Rav Moshe says, like the simple understanding of the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, that a person is not allowed to listen to music. There's a big discussion about that. Our custom, of course, is to listen to music only in certain situations. You're not allowed to eat with music or by a bar, but not for now. But our custom is that we listen to music the rest of the year, but during Sfira, we do not listen to music. If the music, you're not listening to the music because you enjoy it, but you just happen to walk into a store to do some shopping and the music in the background, or you must have music when you do some exercise and it's just really to get you pumping on the treadmill or whatever it is, but you're not doing it for the enjoyment, you have to be really honest about that one, then also a person perhaps would be allowed to listen to music. If your kids want to listen to Uncle Moshe and it's just in the background, also that would be permitted. But generally speaking, we do not listen to music. And of course, as you know, there's a big discussion about a cappella, the CDs, and it's very complicated music, and it sounds just as good. You would listen to it the whole year. Many, many, many Paiskim say that is not allowed, that the a cappella would not be allowed, for sure, that it's not in the spirit of the halacha. But there are those that say, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, or Rabbi Yashiv, I believe, and I think I heard that Rav Moshe also says it's usher. I heard for sure that Rav Belsky says it's not allowed. I do believe that I heard that Rabbi Shechter also says it's not allowed. It does seem to be the custom to listen to such music during Sfira a cappella, which means that no instruments, but it's just noises made with hands or with the mouth. A person should ask a shayla. The custom seems to be that people do listen to it. However, there are many paiskim that say strongly against listening to such music. During the days of Sfira, when we count the days to Matan Torah, so I'm sure we all heard the expression at one point that we shouldn't only count our days, but we should make our days count. That's a very cute expression, but the truth is that it's really very true to work on this during the days of Sfira. And that means that at the end of each day, a person wants to feel good about themselves, what they did. That's true even in Gashmias, even in physical matters. A person wants to feel good about themselves. When they go to sleep at night, they want to feel like they accomplished something that day. And the biggest satisfaction is Torah and mitzvahs. And the Mesirus Hashem tells us that is the biggest enjoyment in the world, to be connected to Hashem. And the Mesirus Hashem says that is why Hashem created us, in order for us to get that satisfaction, that enjoyment, that pleasure of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all the other pleasures in the world, they're here today and they're gone tomorrow. But at the end of the day, if we know that we have accomplished in Ruchnius and we have connected ourselves to Hashem, that is the greatest pleasure. And we know that that's the truth. You know how good you feel when you daven a good Shemona Esrei, you close the Siddur and you say to yourself, oh, I feel like I really put my all into it, I didn't space out, and I concentrated during my davening. If, let's say, a person knows Hilchos Brachos or Hilchos Shabbos, and they make the proper bracha on something with kavana, or they held back from doing an Avera on Shabbos of one of the Lamatas Malachos because they know the Malachos and they know the Halacha, there's no greater satisfaction than that. You know, the famous helping the old lady across the street with her bags, that everyone knows that's a good feeling. You feel like you did something good in Ruchnius. And when it comes to Kiruv, I've heard this many times of people saying Kiruv, that, you know, there's different tactics how to do Kiruv, but the biggest challenge to their freedom is to show that you're happy. And when we left Mitzrayim, we were left to be freedom, and then 49 days later, we got the Torah on Shavuos, you know, we got the Torah, and we have all these laws and all these restrictions. How is that freedom? But if we show that we're happy with all of these halachos, and that makes us being able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other people that are not from, so they think they're free, but if they see us, that we are happy in our from life, and being happy, being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the biggest challenge to such people. And I guarantee you, if you would ask Reb Chaim Kanevsky or, you know, or Eliashiv or someone, any one of the great Gedolim, and at the end of the day, I guarantee that they feel more satisfaction at the end of their day than some other very rich guy, the richest guy in the world, and he's had so many pleasures throughout the day. I guarantee Reb Chaim Kanevsky, even if he's not doing cartwheels, but at the end of the day, he feels like he's accomplished, he he used his hours properly, and that brings a person the greatest simcha. Simcha means happiness. It's the same letters as the word chamisha, which is five. And that's a reference to the five books of the Torah, the chamisha chumsha Torah. If a person connects themselves to the chamisha chumsha Torah and the Torah and the mitzvahs, that brings a person to the greatest simcha. And as we count the days down or up to Matan Torah, that we have to make, not only count our days, but to make our days count, to connect to Ruchnis and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, everybody should have a good night.